I'm Ennis Ranson, and welcome to Talking Wardrobe. Today's guest is the standout style star of Married at First Sight, Leah Tyra. She shares the joy in eccentric dressing and the importance of truly backing yourself. So let's get into it. So tell us what you're wearing.
I am actually head-to-toe Levi's today.
I love that.
He sent me a big box of stuff and I was like scrambling this morning trying to find something. I thought, what am I going to wear?
It's so, very nice. So it's a double denim.
Double denim. I did just say to you, they're not made for London. Like trying at the London pace with these clots. I'm like,
That is so true. You don't think of those things.
No. Well, going up and down the escalators.
Tube-worthy trousers. Tube,
yeah. No, I was tripping all over the show.
And the boots.
These are just, I think these are back in the day, Topshop.
Always a good one. I used to love Topshop footwear.
I used to love Topshop. You can still get Topshop on Asos though, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Well, it's back. Topshop is back. But I'm enjoying the Western, but they look vintage.
I know. That's what I love about
like
them.
Like a bit of a burgundy.
Let's throw a little bit of burgundy in here.
Oh, she's doing the scarf.
See, that's
trim.
Just a little Zara.
Nice. Is that, a little scarf tied around or is it a top?
Oh, no, just a little scarf.
Loving the way you're accessorising. And we need to discuss the nails.
So I went with a little star.
Love the red star. And then the silver top.
Silver metallic tips. Go with the rings. I do like the nails. I'm a silver girl. Do you know what? I see people with gold there and I'm like, oh, I love gold. I'd sometimes like mishmash like that.
Yeah, I mismatch. But looking at your silver, I'm like, that looks very cool.
But when I'm tanned, I like gold.
Oh, okay. So we change it up.
Whilst I'm pale, I go for silver.
How would you describe your style in three words?
Oh, definitely quirky. I think, what's the word someone called me the other day? What's the word when you call like an old weird man? Someone called me eccentric the other day. And like all I thought about was like a little old man with a flute or something. So I'd say eccentric, quirky, and I like a bit of weird. Like I like weird shoes and stuff. I don't ever like normal shoes.
You like to mix it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so weird, eccentric, old man playing the flute with weird shoes.
Exactly. But then sometimes I can be a little bit girly if I have to be. Like dinner parties and stuff.
Okay, so you can do glam.
Yeah.
You can do a bit of it all.
Yeah.
And how's your style evolved over the years?
I'd say I've always had a little bit of a different style to everyone. I've always liked, like I said, I've always liked weird shoes, a bright colour shoe. But I think I'm a bit more experimental as I've gotten older as well.
I think that comes with confidence as well, doesn't it? Like feeling like it doesn't matter what you wear and you're not worried about other people's opinions.
I think London's very like that though, isn't it, as well? You can go out with a bag on your head and it's like fashion.
That's cool. Fashion, yes. Balenciaga said it's okay.
That's what I'm saying.
But Liverpool's quite... So you're from Liverpool originally?
Originally from Liverpool, yeah.
They have a particular style.
Yeah, see, I'm not Scouse girl glam.
No.
No. So I've been just sort of getting my makeup done every now and again. Like, I'm not a makeup girl either, but, you know, if you go to an event, someone's like, oh, I want to do your MUA.
Yeah.
I'm like... And then you get this glam. And I just don't suit it. I look like an old woman with pink face. I look weird.
It's funny, isn't it? Because some people, that's just their go-to.
No, it's not my vibe. Like, I don't think... I got offered a free pair of boobs, actually, recently.
A free pair of boobs?
A boob job. At first, I thought, also, rude. Secondly, amazing that someone's offering me that, but also, that's just not my style. If I had a pair of boobs, how would I dress with boobs?
I do think this. I don't think I... Because, you know, sometimes I always think, oh, maybe I should... I wouldn't be able to dress. I wouldn't know how to dress.
I wouldn't suit a cleavage. I'm covered in tattoos. I'd look weird. I'd look
so you declined the free boobs?
Yeah, I said no.
That is crazy. So is that up there with the weirdest thing?
Yeah, I've been offered a hair transplant recently as well.
What?
Yeah, I think I might go with that though.
What do you mean a hair transplant?
So you know you get receding hair.
Oh, okay.
You can get like a hair transplant around the front, but you've got to shave the front of your hair. So you've got to really plan it. So
when you don't need.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so funny. So where have you taken your fashion inspo from? Because obviously, like you said, you are quite quirky and you've definitely got unique style.
I just like what I see in shops. My mum says to me, I'm the biggest mishmash. So she takes the piss out of me 24/7. I'll go on holiday and I'll have like a polka dot skirt on with a purple top. And she's like, the fuck have you got on? Leah, like, stop. Just match things up nice. I'm like, I like that look though. I don't like to match. I never wear bikinis that match.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Oh, I love that.
No.
No.
Again, I think that suits boobs.
Very true.
But like, for me, I think it suits like a black top and a olive pair of pants, knickers.
I'm going to try that because I like a mixed match. I say whilst wearing a full brown look, but Carl actually just, my friend Carl describes my wardrobe as like going through lost property.
Really?
In the dark.
Why?
Just says nothing matches.
Yeah, nothing matches. Not
I don't want it to match.
You have a good style though.
I just like, I'm same as you. I like something a little bit weird added to it. But I do think Instagram and the social media has softened and, you know, dulled my style a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think sometimes you get caught up in the beige and dressing the same as everyone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a few different things that are going around now. I see everyone doing the same a lot of the time. It's the same with, like, hair and fillers and everyone has the same face, don't they?
Everyone has the same face. It's quite scary.
I've started adding freckles to my face.
So I was going
to
say, I'm enjoying the freckles. Yeah. So they're not real?
No.
Oh. That's what are you using for them?
A freckle pen.
Oh.
I was in the back of the taxi before.
Oh, in the taxi. In the That's taxi. Impressive.
A few freckles, yeah.
I need to try that. Mm. What about on the show? So you was obviously on Married at First Sight. Mm-hmm. How was, did you feel like you was able to dress how you wanted to dress on that? Or did you sort of blend in?
I tried not to blend in. I had for dinner parties, so I wouldn't really ever get dressed up like that on a normal life.
Yeah.
Even when I got for dinner, I wouldn't wear like a dress.
Oh, really?
No, not really. Unless I'm going to like an event.
Yeah.
But there it was very dressy. And I had, because I'd never watched the show before I'd gone in, but people had said to me, by the way, dinner party are dressy. Don't be dressing how you dress. I was thinking,
you'd been warned.
Yeah. So I had a lot of my outfits made for the dinner party because I just thought like, what is people's go-to? Revolve, Zara's. People are going to have the same outfits. So,
so true.
I had a lot of my stuff handmade.
Oh, wow. Where did you... What, you designed it yourself?
Well, I went with like a vision in my head. I actually think this should be my job, by the way, because I'll think of a cool outfit in my head and then I'll say, right, make this. And it just...
And it worked?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's such a good idea. People should do that for holidays.
I know. Well, yeah, I'm going to start getting things made, I think.
And was it, is it quite pricey though to get things made?
Yeah, like $460 an outfit. But then if you think you're going to Revolve, you're paying like that price anyway for something that someone might have. So
and sometimes it's not even great on.
No.
So much better to get it made. Love that.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should always get things taken in, change.
Yeah, I always do that. I'll get things bigger and then I'll go to my tailor. She's amazing.
And even with like the, you know, Zara's of the world, I sometimes will go in there for my clients, but then I know in my mind I'm going to change it or add a something to it.
Yeah.
Which I think you can do as well.
Yes.
Always if you've got a good seamstress.
I'm going to try and find something in here for, I've got an event on Friday, actually. I'm walking out in that later.
And what are your go-to wardrobe staples that always make you feel comfortable? And confident.
Do you know what I've really got into lately is a baggy jean. I never thought I'd really be into a really baggy jean, but I like the barrel leg jeans.
I am enjoying a barrel leg.
I love them.
Yes.
I love them. And I'm a trainer connoisseur.
Okay.
I love my trainers.
Do you?
Yeah.
How many have we got?
Oh. I've got a whole wardrobe for trainers. I don't know. But I'm obsessed with trainers.
Really? What's your favourite pair right now?
Right now, I'd say I like my... I've got a pair of, they're a New Balance, but they're a bit weird. They look, I want to say like a dinosaur foot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds weird.
Green as well. There you go. Eccentric. Yeah, I like them. And then I've got loads. I love them.
See, I went for a bit of a trainer era.
Did you? And then you're out with that now?
Well, I came out of it. And now I feel like once you're out, it's really hard to get back in to know what's cool, what's, you know.
Yeah, but you dress more like, you're just like more like stylish, girly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I'm still like eccentric man with a flute trying to get into that.
Flu or flute?
Flute. I'm trying to get into that.
The thing is as well, I think with like, it's when you know your proportions as well. I just sometimes, I feel better in a heel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, as much as comfort. I do prefer being comfortable.
Yeah.
I just feel like I've got it together when
like
I've got
a woman,
a heel.
Powerful woman in a pair of heels. Yeah. See, I feel like an eccentric little man in a pair of trainers, but I enjoy it.
That's your goal. Mm. It's funny you say about trainers because we had another person come on the pod and they were speaking about how the trainer community is a whole big thing.
Yeah. So there's like trainer conventions. There's like, I know people get together and all. Test on the trainers and that. No, it's
crazy.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of conventions to be fair, and that you can go and get like one-off trainers. So I've got like a few like Nikes that are like one-off pieces that I've done collabs with certain people. Stella McCartney's, like I've probably got every kind of dunk you can imagine, but in different variations. Like I've always loved Nike. Like that's my go-to in terms of like a staple trainer, goes with everything. But yeah, the ones that are like doing all the collabs, I love all that. I love collabs with clothes though as well.
I do love a collab.
Have you seen H&M? I've just done a collab with Tyler the Creator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
More like menswear, I think. But do you style men or not?
I do style men, okay. Yeah. And so also, I think cool. You can wear menswear.
Yeah, I do.
I bet you got some good menswear pieces.
I like Zara men.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Zara men do some really cool jackets.
They do have good jackets, good overshirts.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I do like a collab. We've got a few, I think H&M have got one coming up. I don't know who it was with.
Yeah, Tyler the Creator.
Oh, is that is the main one recently?
Well, I don't know if there's a one with a girl.
Oh, maybe.
I like the one that they did years ago when they done it with Kenzo. Do you remember the Kenzo collab?
Oh, do you remember the Versace? They are amazing at collabs.
Yeah.
And used to queue out the door. I don't know if this is a big thing anymore. Do you queue for trainers?
Yes.
Now, 100%. Would you queue for a trainer?
If it was a good trainer, I'd queue for it, yeah.
How long are we queuing?
2 hours. To three if I've got snacks. If I've got snacks, that's it.
That's crazy. People get very competitive over the trainers, don't they?
Oh, my God.
Do people, like, compliment you on your trainers? Yeah. Will that be where you get
them? Yeah, yeah. People always say, like, oh, where'd you get them from? Because they're a bit different.
Yeah.
Wish I wore trainers today now.
Well, just maybe you need to send us a picture of some of your best trainers.
I might.
Are there any fashion trends that you've tried and thought never again?
Oh. Do you know what looks absolutely awful on me? And I see girls wear them sometimes, like a bandana. Hats. How do girls look so cool in hats? When I wear a hat, I look like little boy face with big hat. You know, like a trilby or something?
Yeah.
Awful.
I think it's hard with hats because only some people suit them.
You'd suit a hat because you've got like that face and you've got that nice bit of the front hair. I look awful in a hat.
I bet you don't.
I actually
do. What
about
a cap?
Even with a cap, do you want to wear a cap? It like makes my eyes look more tired.
Oh, because it's pushing down.
Yeah. And I've got loads of hats.
Just don't get to wear them.
Don't get to wear them.
So the hat.
Hats. So no for the me, the hats.
So going back to Married at First Sight, did you get a bit of a brief when you was...
No.
So you just could wear what you wanted?
Oh, so what they did do is every day before the dinner party or... Because you could wear what you want during like normal everyday filming, but the two events that are like your dinner party and your event, they ask you on the day of, what are you wearing? Just in case loads of people are wearing the same colour or something.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just like, you can get screwed. Like, that's what I'm wearing. I'm not having to look through again. You're tired, you're stressed. The another thing of like thinking of something to wear in there was horrible.
Was it? That was the worst part.
Yeah.
What about, can we discuss the dress? The wedding dress. So how does it work? Do you go and choose your own in
advance? Give you a set amount to work with and then they say go and pick. I mean, it's £800. It's nothing a lot to go and get a dress, a wedding dress, as you can imagine.
Oh, my God, £800 for a dress. That's crazy.
But I suppose it's not a real wedding, is it, and stuff. But I went and had my maid.
of course you did.
Because I just thought I'm not going to suit, like... A big fluffy, fluffy dress.
No.
So, yeah, I had, it was like a two-piece kind of thing made. And I actually seen it on. So Frankie Bridge wore this dress and it was like a pale colour. It was like a two-piece. She wore it for like an awards.
Oh, okay.
And it was gorgeous. I remember thinking about it. And then I couldn't find it, but I remembered in my head what it looked like. Shoulder pads, I had like a...
I know exactly the one you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I had a little trail and I just went to my dressmaker and said, make me this, but do it in the colour of a wedding dress.
Oh, perfect. So you just knew what you wanted.
Yeah.
And would that be, if you got married again, would that be your dream dress? Or would you go for something completely different?
I probably would go for something different, but I had like a little bit of a midriff out and I thought, it's TV, it's going to either pop or it's going to flop. You know, there's not going to be a lot of women that's like, oh, she had a midriff out. But
it's funny because when I told my girl group that you was coming on, they all said about your style on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they was like, she was the best dressed.
Oh.
Which is a good crown.
That's a good crown.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
And then obviously you spoke about how creative you are with, has that been something since you was little? Have you always been into creating and making ideas of your own clothes?
I think I've always been into fashion since a young age. I've definitely always been into fashion. It's like something my auntie has always said to me, the fuck have you got on? But then a year or two later, she'll have it on.
Yes.
And I think, fuck off. You, sorry if I can't swear, but like, I think to myself, don't copy me 2 years later.
I know.
So yeah, I've always been into fashion in the sense, and I've always been quite creative. So I like photography, drawing, painting, that kind of thing. And then I have all these things in my mind and I'm like, I could make that. But I physically can't do it with my hands, but I need someone to make it. That's what I should go into business doing.
Well, why don't you? You need a collection.
We'll start a job. We'll start a company.
We'll start a collection.
You're the stylist, I'm the brain. Yeah. What's the last pair of trainers you bought? Let's flip the questions to you.
A pair of Asics.
Right.
Are you going to, I don't know what they're called. They're silver and black. And I got them because I was going to Hong Kong. And
I already knew what ones they are. I didn't know what ones they are.
But I got
the
them.
Instagram ones that the Instagram girlies wear that eat that drink matcha.
But I, yes.
Yes.
And I did have a matcha whilst wearing them in Hong Kong. And now they're probably going to go in the bin.
And you had taller socks on too. I already know.
I didn't. I know.
She's the basic bitch that will wear pandas as well. I know it.
I don't know what a panda is. And now I'm worried because I might.
You probably got them.
They're probably in the wardrobe. So do not buy pandas.
No, been and gone.
Okay, where? What? Just gone?
They're still around, but they're not a trainer to buy. No way.
So what trainer should I buy?
Oh, I'd buy a really nice Stella McCartney. You can't go wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need a Stella McCartney. Because I keep seeing the Insta girls wearing the aloe trainers too. Do they horrify you?
Not my vibe, though. No. I do love aloe, though.
Yeah, aloe for clothing. No, I'm not great with the trainers, but do you know what? I did have a really lovely pair of Isabel Marant trainers.
Nice.
What do you feel about the wedges coming back? What are they called again?
I can't get with it. I've never liked them though.
No, I didn't. And then I saw a few girls style them up on Pinterest, and I prefer Pinterest because that's before it hits Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, actually, quite cool. But then I'm like, am I just? No, is it going to become
you're getting warped? I think it's like when I see them and I see people walking like they're in heels in trainers, it's like, eh.
Yeah, it's not.
No,
cool. Okay.
It's not. Don't do it.
They're out of the shopping bag.
You're going to buy trainers, call me.
I'm going to be messaging you to get some new trainers. I just need one or two cool pairs.
All right.
Not as many as you, but.
We can sort one or two.
Thank you. I need a few that you can wear with like a jean and just nice outfit. I did have a pair of like tartan Nike dunks.
I like a pony hair and stuff like that. So I like a little bit weird colours like that.
Trainers are expensive, aren't they, these days?
Well more expensive than back in the day.
They never used to be.
I remember like even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
They were like 100 quid, 80 quid, 100 quid. They're now like all my trainers like 200-300.
It's crazy. And do you know what I made the mistake of? I bought a junior pair.
Oh, they're the little bit of the meffy ones, a bit. snide, aren't they?
No, are they?
I don't know. They're real, but they feel a bit snide when you look at them, yeah.
So, because they were a 5, so I was like, oh, perfect. And they're like half
the
price.
Like a little thin.
Anyway, they got returned. Mm. They were like, and they're like thin on the foot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They're a snide pair, the kids' ones. You're just learning to walk and you've got in them.
So, yeah, I'm not a trainer girl, but I do want to get back in. So I'm going to message you.
I'll help you.
Thank you.
You found me something to wear Friday.
Where are you going Friday?
I'm actually going to the Gaydio Awards.
Oh, wow.
In Manchester. But I think it's a red carpet. I don't know.
Need to find out.
I know.
Need the dress code.
And I haven't got nothing sorted.
So how long would you normally prep in advance for a red carpet?
I'm the most last minute person. I can't say I've been to many red carpets either because I don't think I have. I've been, a couple, but like I'm just last minute. I'm terrible.
Last minute, but get things made.
I always get things made, yeah. No, but I haven't sorted anything for this. I did wear an outfit, actually. It was a dress from Revolve on one of the reunions. And I don't think I got a lot of airtime on that day and I've not got any pictures in it. So I might wear that last minute if I can't find anything else.
I don't mind an outfit repeat. If it's a good one.
I don't mind it if I've not been, it's all on Instagram.
Yeah.
But.
Isn't Instagram a crazy
pathetic,
place?
Pathetic, isn't it? Isn't it pathetic? Like, who do I think I am? I'm not wearing that again.
But we all do it.
It's pathetic.
We all do it.
It's horrible.
Everyone. It's crazy, isn't it? Do you think the right outfit can completely change your mindset for the day?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Like, I put these clots on today and I thought, cowgirl. I walked out today thinking I look like a fucking cowboy, but I'm rolling with it.
And it's
the
working.
The sun was out. I was happy.
This ain't Texas.
I literally, it was a taxi, a train, a tube, and a taxi.
What's that thing?
And a horse.
And a horse.
I just needed the horse today. No, but I do think wearing brighter colours as well definitely
can
put you in a good
enhance
mood.
Your mood, yeah. Definitely. And I always feel when I dress up or put on something I like, I have a nicer day.
Yeah, if you look good, you feel good, don't you?
Yeah. What is your go-to everyday outfit?
Oh my God, I live in gym gear.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm terrible. All the gear, no idea.
You don't go to the gym?
I do a couple of times a week, but I think gym gear makes you feel fit. Yeah. I put gym gear on, I feel, oh, I feel fantastic.
Feel ready to go, ready take to go. On the day.
Yeah.
Where would you shop gym wear?
Gym wear, I'd always get like, I don't know, like Aloe, Nike. Yes, I like Stella McCartney stuff as well in that. I like a couple of the Skim stuff, to be fair, as well.
Well, I've not tried that for
gym. Nice. Yeah. The material's good.
That is one thing about Skims. Even if you try and get the dupes, the actual...
Is the dupes?
Well, not of the gym, probably, but you know, like the body suits and things. Yeah. Never quite the same.
Yeah. What do you like?
I do like Aloe. I like Lululemon.
No, what's your actual staple?
My outfits. I do love just a wide leg jean or a barrel.
Mm.
I've got these heel boots from Dyckman that are tiny little heel and they're so comfy. I just chuck them on. And if I put them on with a jean, I feel...
It looks nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really have a staple. I mix it up really. I like to mix it up.
I'm just loving all the baggy clothes at the minute. I never thought I'd be that person.
I know. The only thing is where I've got a short body,
What?
Like my body part is short.
Right.
Sometimes I need to do like something tight, something baggy. I have to consider my proportions. I can't just be all baggy or I look a bit mad.
I used to love the blazer hoodie combo.
Nice.
When that was like a bigger thing.
I think that's going to come back.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I just thought that was, and you could wear a little gym pair leggings with it. Nice trainers.
See, baggy on top. Yeah. Tight. That's
your
what I have to do.
Your half looks smart.
Yeah, you look put together.
Half don't.
Yeah, I like that. I like anything that looks like you've made an effort, but probably haven't, and you're comfortable.
Yeah.
How has your confidence evolved since Married at First Sight?
I feel like it probably lost me confidence.
Really?
Yeah, I was confident before I bloody went in there. Come out like a bloody... Yeah, no. I lost my confidence in that show, definitely. I think it was down to, like, me, who I was with as well. Like, that kind of lost my confidence. But then... During the process, I really struggled in there. I didn't take it to camera. But then I came out and I was like, fuck. I thought, am I going to go back to normal? That was weird. And I didn't think I'd struggle. No, I didn't. But I've got my confidence back now. But it was like constant kind of stress. And like, don't get me wrong. Like I've said it in a couple of interviews, like the welfare and stuff are amazing in that show. And it's not what I thought reality TV, because I don't really watch a lot of it. I thought reality TV was like, they don't look after you, they don't give a shit, they just want to make TV. It's not like that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know things get changed and stuff, but it's not like they've got your best interests at heart. But in terms of the actual process and like just being with loads of people, strangers.
Yeah, for such a long amount. Well,
yeah, 3 months.
Yeah.
And I was in it till the very end. So it was like, 3 months. And it's like people shouting over each other all the time. And I don't like shouting.
No, overstimulating.
Yeah. So,
I guess it's not a normal process or something anyone can, unless you've done it.
And I'm a weirdo. I like to do everything once, try everything once. I thought, okay, how hard will it be? It was hard.
Really?
Yeah, it was hard. But I came out and I actually got assessed because that's how much I thought I lost my head. I swear to God, because I really struggled in there. And I got assessed and I found out I was ADHD and autistic, literally last year.
So if you hadn't gone on the show, you'd have never...
Yeah.
That's crazy. So do you think those were the reasons that you found it harder in there?
And I've never been put in a situation where it's that high pressure where I could actually like realise that, you know, like I'm always in situations with close friends. I don't even go to dinner parties, you know, with like 20 odd people anymore. Like when was the last time you've done that? Unless it's like a wedding or something. So yeah, it was really overwhelming.
So you decided to go on a show where, how many dinner parties did you have to go to?
I know, but that's what I mean. But I didn't know I was like, I mean, everyone else knew. you probably bought it when I first walked in today, but like everyone else knows it about me, but I never knew it about me.
Yeah.
So when I did find out, I was like, there's no way. And all my friends and family are like, you can just, yeah, the 100% we've known since you were a baby.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
So I had a real reality check coming out of that show. Thank you, Marit Versailles.
So from that diagnosis, do you think that's when you was able to regain your confidence?
Yeah. I'd just say coming out with the show and then getting back into normal life, like going for lunch and being around people that weren't in the set. That was weird in itself. But then, yeah, I learned a lot about myself and I'm grateful for that. Like I feel it's empowered me a little bit in that sense.
I think it's crazy as well because when Married at First Sight is on, it is everyone's talking about it. And
I didn't know how big the show was. I know, I didn't realise.
So that must have been so strange to be in this 3 months of, you know, all together and then all of a sudden everyone knowing.
Well, you come out with the show. I came out in the May, I think at beginning of May. And then you've got May till September of going back to normal life. No one knows who you are. And then September, it's like mad. I never imagined it to be how it was.
Really?
No. Just like here, even going on the tube and like people like chat, it's just weird. Yeah, I'm used to it now, but at the time I was like, I used to get dead red when people used to go, can I get a picture? I'm like, why? Why do you want a picture? It's weird.
So what has been the weirdest or most amazing moment since that September then?
I'd say, I do like the things that I've been able to do have been amazing. Like I've just played a charity football match actually for a little boy who's like trying to regain walking again.
Oh, wow.
And he's got cerebral palsy, but he was told as like a baby that he might not live. And then he's like this absolute amazing kid anyway. And I just got to play a charity football match for him. And where was it? Down Uxbridge.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So things like that where it's like loads of different people from TV and that get together. I love stuff like that. Anything charity. I think being able to use your platform for better things. Like I never done this TV show to be an influencer. Like I'm not going to be selling teeth whitening strips on my Instagram. That's just not me.
Or free boobs.
It's not me. Do you know what I mean? Like don't get me wrong. If a cool brand came along, 100% I'd back it if I believe in it.
Yeah.
If I don't believe in it, I don't care.
Yeah.
But there's things that you can do that people don't do, which a bit baffles me. Like you've now been given a platform. So like that charity stuff, like I've just done something with something called Sefton Baby Baskets, where it's like a charity for basically like families who haven't got money, and these women all get together and they make like loads of little clothes and they like get all this different stuff together for like mums, and it's all anonymous. So when mums haven't got money, they'll like come anonymously through someone else and they'll give them a whole basket full of like all the stuff they need.
Oh, amazing.
So I'm doing stuff with them at the minute. I think just like being able to do stuff like that makes me feel happier than going to sell something that doesn't.
I completely agree. You'll have to team up with us on a few things because
I do
loads of different bits. Amazing.
That's stuff that actually makes me feel good about myself. Not
I agree.
Just...
And I think we are so lucky, so it's nice to give back and share, and especially when you're in a position that you can.
Yeah.
Have you dealt with much negativity online since the show?
You know what? I was actually so lucky coming off that show. And there was a couple of times, I think, where... I've never had I don't read all my DMs, but like, you know, when they're coming in, you're a bit nosy sometimes, aren't you? And I've never had, cue someone trolling me now after this going out, but no one's trolled me.
Lovely. Touch wood.
I haven't actually been trolled, and I know a lot of them have, so I think I'm grateful for that. But I think if you go into a TV show and you're not authentically yourself, it shows.
100%.
And people see it.
And they can see.
And I can't be anyone else but myself. That's my problem sometimes too.
Too much sometimes, isn't it? So as a stylist, I work with a lot of clients who maybe go through different times of their life, or even like my friends going through different confidence eras, I say. Mm. And you spoke about how the show, you sort of lost your confidence. Yeah. So you was quite confident before the show.
Yeah.
What sort of tips or tricks have you found along the way to... I guess, have that self-confidence in yourself.
I think growing up, I was always a really confident kid. And we emigrated to Cyprus when I was a kid. So I was only 14. And like at that age, moving away is huge. Like
that's such a tricky age.
Yeah, you think you've got your boyfriend. I mean, look at me, I'm gay now. You think you've got your boyfriend, your best friends, and they're your life. But then moving to Cyprus, I think gave me the confidence. Like I'm always saying to mum and dad, I'm so grateful you made me do that, because I kind of catapulted myself into hanging around with older people in Bar Street and like getting into jobs like that, like Jelly Shot Girl. And like, I was literally a kid. My dad didn't want me to do it. And I was like, you've made me move here.
I'm so going to be the Jelly Shot
Kid. I'm Jelly Shot Girl. And I basically worked my way up into this Bar Street. And it's crazy really, because when I first went into being in Bar Street, I was youngest because I'm 15, selling jelly shots, but I was always being great at sales.
Really?
I'd sell every single jelly shot. I was jelly shot queen. And then I kind of kept jumping out on the road. And my dad always said to me, you can go and work down there, but you're not working on the street where you're pulling people in, you know, the touts.
Yes, yes.
Because you deal with a lot of the drunk people then. And I was like, all right, I won't. And I started and I kept doing it and I was really good at it. And then I worked my way up into Bar Street and I ended up being in like the busiest bar. I was getting the highest paid in the whole of Bar Street. Not even joking. This was at a young age. And then from there, you just travel around the world for like, I don't think I've seen a winter for like 9 years.
So you literally was just traveling. But I guess that gives you so much confidence, putting yourself out there and being on Bar Street, I guess.
Yeah, I think the whole thing of traveling and like putting myself out there gave me that confidence to go and do what other things that I've done and like start my own business. And then I think a woman in like a male dominated industry is really, really hard. And that's what I kind of did with my next step into the industry. I don't want to move to England. And then, I take a whim on myself all the time. I back myself probably too much.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I know. But like sometimes it's like, my ADHD brain, I'm like jack of all trades, master of none.
I feel like that sometimes.
Because I'll be like, one day I'll wake up, I'll be a DJ today. I'll play the guitar and I'll get everything and then I'll have a go and then that'll be just in the room. That's what I do a lot.
But I'm so here for backing yourself. I think that's so important.
I think it's important for women to back themselves a lot.
Definitely.
And men, but.
And I love how you just took it upon yourself to go and get like the biggest job when your dad was like, no, you're not doing that. So funny, Zelix. When I think I was 15 and my dad said, oh, why don't you try and go and get a job? And I got a job promoting nightclubs. And he was like, I didn't mean that kind of job.
Oh, really? What was it in London?
In Romford, in Essex. So it was very bougie.
Romford? That's where the bloody ex-wife was from the show?
No way.
Is that where you're from?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh God, PTSD. She might want to leave now.
I'm joking.
Oh yeah.
I went there on my homestays. I went to a pie and mash shop in Romford.
Oh, did you?
Which one I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly which one you mean. Any good?
Well, the pie was nice. I tried jelly eels.
Oh no.
Wow.
Did you like them?
No. Why do you eat that?
I don't.
No, but why do you? Why is that?
I don't know.
Thing?
All my family parties, they always get the jelly eels out.
And I thought, I'm getting filmed. I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to show off and eat it.
Oh, so you had to eat it.
They made me eat it, but I didn't want to.
So that was your experience in Romford?
Yeah, and I went ice skating in Romford as well.
Oh,
indoor
okay,
ice skating.
Yeah, nice.
And that was my experience.
Romford ice rink and some jelly deals.
Yeah.
You have to come again.
Please.
I love what you said about always backing yourself. And I think we live in a bit of a culture where you are almost too scared to back yourself and be like, no, I'm good at this. I can do this. So any tips for any listeners who maybe feel not so confident backing themselves?
I feel like social media is like, it's amazing on one hand, but then it's the worst on the other hand. And I've even had times where I've like looked at it and been like, coming off the show, for instance, I'm like, I can't imagine myself being an influencer. Like I can't do that and sit with a matcha and do this and do that. That's not me. So like, sometimes I think to back yourself, I wouldn't focus on what other people are doing. That's number one, because that can throw you off so much. If I see someone looking gorgeous on Instagram and I'm sat there looking like how I look sometimes, I'm thinking that's ultimately, you're not going to back yourself. So yeah. I'd say like stay off Instagram, stay off social media for a good solid, however long it takes for you to like believe in yourself again. And then don't take yourself too seriously. Like, yeah. I feel like everyone worries about what everyone's going to think of you all the time. That's like a thing, isn't it? Like, people.
It's so crazy. Do you know what someone said to me? And I thought this is so true. They said, in your mind, you're the main character in everyone else's story, but you're not. You're just an extra. And I was like, that's so true. Because you
Where
do.
Where did you read that? Because I've read that.
Oh, I don't know. We've got the same inspo.
That's weird. I've really? Heard that. Yeah, I've heard that before.
But I think it's so true. Because you think, oh my God, everyone's thinking about what I'm doing or how I look. But it's actually, like, they're not.
Like you get a spot or something. Like you're talking about that spot constantly. No one will even notice that spot.
So true. But, and it's even with compliments. You know, if someone goes, "You look lovely," you go, "Oh, this no, I don't."
Yeah.
Why? Why can't I just say?
I don't. Yes, I do. No, I can't take a compliment. I don't know why.
You go, "Oh, this old thing."
Yeah.
And you're like, "I've just bought this for this occasion. Yeah. It's not old."
It's weird, but I definitely say. I back myself wholeheartedly with everything I do, probably too much to the point where I talk myself into. I'm a big believer of manifestation. I write in my book every single day religiously.
Do you?
Every day. Three things I'm grateful for and what I manifest for my life. And I say it over and over and over again. And I believe if you genuinely believe it, then it will happen. Like I believe that's the core. And I think I probably back myself to the extent where people be like, there's no way you're going to do that. And I will do it 1,000% because I believe in it. And it's just not caring about what other people think of me.
I love that. And I do think it's true. If you truthfully, like wholeheartedly believe in yourself, then who's going to say no to you?
Exactly.
It's only you that can stop yourself, really.
Exactly.
Nothing.
So after this, where I'm gonna coerce you into a deal of creating a brand where you make it and you put it on people and I think of it.
That's going to be the new deal. I can see it. Yeah. What are we calling it?
Lit Ellis.
Like that.
Yeah.
Le Ellis.
Lacoste Sportif, but Lit Ellis. Do you remember Lacoste Sportif? That's coming back around.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's cool. I love when things resurface.
I love like a vintage sportswear.
Do you know what I got my mum to get out for me the other day? Do you remember the Jesus Love Shoe belts? Do you remember
Oh
them?
My God, yeah.
I said to her, have you still got your one of those? I want to see if I can make that work.
And have you wore it?
I've got it ready to wear somewhere.
I should have brought it on today.
I know. I would have worn it. It was brown.
I would have said, wow, that's a lot. I don't even know what I'd have said to that, to be fair.
But I do enjoy finding things and bringing them back.
See, I don't keep things like that. I'm rubbish with stuff like that.
I know,
that.
But where do you keep it all? It's so hard.
I've got like, my house is wall-to-wall wardrobes in all the bedrooms, all my stuff. I've got too many clothes.
Said no one ever, though.
I'm expanding into the loft now.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Wardrobe into the loft?
Yeah, like a big wardrobe loft and a big shoe wall.
Oh, trainer wall.
Yeah.
Stunning. I think that's every girl's dream, to have a big shoe wall. What's it like what Carrie Bradshaw says? She's going to be like the little old lady who lives in a shoe.
I'm going to be the little old man with the flute.
Playing the flute, watching her shoes.
That'll be me.
What would you tell your younger self about confidence and what you wear?
And what I wear?
Yeah.
I'd say stay true to yourself. Don't allow people's like negativity to try and implode on your decision on what you want to wear today. Because I do like to wear some weird things sometimes.
I'm so here for it.
I do feel like it comes, like I'll wear it and then someone will have it on down the line, I think.
I know. And it's kind of annoying because I sometimes, like the sheer tights, you know, the sheer sock tights.
Yeah.
I was wearing them 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And no one said anything. No one cared. Now everyone's wearing them. And I'm like, I did that first, ages ago.
You probably did.
But no, then you don't get the recognition.
You need to put a post on your Instagram today.
Yeah. TBT.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do some shop talks. This is about brands.
Mm-hmm.
Where are your favourite places to shop on the high street? I know you say you get a lot made, but if you had to pick brands.
I just love like Zara, your Mango, I like sometimes even H&M, you can find a few little quirky cool bits in there. Sometimes it's a bit dead, but sometimes you can. I don't mind All Saints for like the odd one piece.
Yeah.
What else do I go in? Do you know what? Other Stories has got a few nice
little
bits.
They have nice bits.
Yeah.
This is actually from Reserved, this skirt. I enjoy a Reserved at the minute.
Nice.
What tips would you give for someone who maybe wants to like make their style a bit more fun and playful when they're shopping in the likes of Zara?
Yeah. I'd say mishmash, clash it up.
Yeah.
Just do it. Have a bit of confidence and do it.
Play around with it.
Yeah. I wouldn't say always follow what you see on Instagram, because if you follow what's on Instagram, you're never going to really stand out in terms of, I think, set your own fashion trend, in my opinion.
And what works for you.
Yeah. Don't always follow other people, because it might not be your fashion. What suit you?
And I think, like you said, when you say I can't see myself as an influencer, I think sometimes that is because, like you said, you like to mix match, and a lot of these a lot of influencers are showing you a full look from H&M, and I don't shop like that, and it looks amazing, and then I'm like, I wish I could do that, and I wish I could put this haul, but actually, I dress from pieces from my wardrobe, and I like to mix and match, like what you said.
I like finding an old pair of shoes. Like I've not wore these boots for God knows how long, but I was just looking through my boots today
and was like,
what is the most cowboy version of me? Found them.
Perfect. But isn't it so much, I get so much joy out of going through my wardrobe and finding old pieces and rewearing.
I love vintage shops as well.
Oh, okay.
I love a vintage shop.
Where's your favourite vintage shop?
Oh, I don't have any in particular. I just mean when you go to like a new town and you find like a little vintage shop and there's like a little old rustic leather bag or a little old rusted leather something. I love so things like that. Suede. I love a lot of suede.
I actually miss when I was at college, pre-loved wasn't as a big thing.
Oh, really?
And you could really get cheap pre-loved bags. And like a Balenciaga City bag would be like £300.
Oh, really?
Whereas now I feel like...
Oh, they're ridiculous.
Everything's so expensive because pre-loved is so on trend right now. But it used to be so fun. Or Levi's. Your vintage Levi's were good.
Do you know what I love? Diesel. Diesel's come back around.
I enjoy Diesel.
Some of their stuff's cool.
Yeah, really cool. I saw someone, I think it was Mimi Webb actually, wore a Diesel dress on a red carpet and she looked amazing. Looked really good. I thought, I need that for my wardrobe. Are there any items that you currently have your eye on and you're waiting for the right time to buy?
Oh, yeah. I seen a Miu Miu jacket the other day. Loved it. Bomber.
Oh, good.
It was a pastel yellow, like that yellow in there.
Oh, like a lovely butter lemon.
That's it, buttermilk.
Is it butter lemon?
Is it
butter yellow?
What?
What? Butter yellow, isn't it?
Are you saying butty?
Butter.
Oh, butter.
Our accents are not aligning here.
Yeah, it was like a butter
lemon.
Did you say lemon?
Butter yellow.
Butter yellow bomber.
Oh,
and it was new. It was gorgeous, but also
but that is an investment piece. But then you have it forever.
It was lovely. Yeah, but the thing is with that yellow, it's in at the minute and it goes out, doesn't it? That's the only thing that I thought about it. But then also, I done a shoot recently, and do you know Lewis Prothman? He's a designer.
Oh, okay.
He's very, very quirky, cool, very oversized stuff. He's got a lot of really nice pieces, and he's got a jacket out at the minute, and it's like brown, almost like a barrel. On the arms,
nice.
Leather. It's like £800, and I thought, oh, I like that.
I'm on the hunt for a good leather jacket at the minute.
Yeah, no one would have one of them because not a lot of people know of his stuff yet, but really nice stuff.
Oh, I'm going to have a look. I promise I won't share too much.
She'll have it on next week.
I'll be sat in it.
She'll be sat like this in her next podcast.
In the full Levi outfit as well. You saw it here first.
Yeah.
If you did an edit with a fashion brand, which brand would you love it to be?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'd say Miu Miu.
The dream.
Miu Miu or, I mean, is this what possibly could happen? Because that's not going to happen,
okay.
Is it?
Well, we can give both options.
Okay. I would love to do one. I'd love, if Topshop coming back, I'd love to do one with Topshop. Yes. I used to love Topshop. And I still think they're now bringing out the odd cool bit.
They are. They're bringing it back.
Yeah, I think Topshop. I actually was looking at like the barrel leg jeans, and I was thinking, do you know what I'd love to do to barrel leg jeans? Make them my own by like adding different bits on and trims. And I was thinking all these different ideas in my head, and I was like, barrel leg jean company, hit me up because I've got loads of ideas. So any barrel leg jean company?
I'm sure there's
many. I'll sell loads.
Can sell them all. You sit there with your flute making some barrel jeans.
Easy.
I do think Topshop would be a good one. I actually randomly saw a edit come out, and it was a influencer in Miami with Michael Kors.
Oh.
And I always thought, I don't really go to Michael Kors.
I don't like Michael Kors usually.
No, but the clothes were really good. And I thought, oh, actually, interesting.
I've never really looked at the clothes. No. I'm not into the bags and that.
No. So, yeah, I was quite impressed. But I always like to have a little look at different brands.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game of fashion red flags and green flags.
Ooh.
Shoulder pads.
I mean, 100% green flag. I wore shoulder pads, and I know they're not even in, right? In pretty much every dress I had made, I put a shoulder pad in.
Did you? Yeah. So you love a shoulder.
Love a shoulder pad.
Sunglasses indoors.
A bit of a red flag. It's a bit of an it.
Do you know what? Recently at London Fashion Week, I wore a pair indoors, and because it was part of the look.
I think I seen you on your story, the big ones.
Yeah, but then I felt stupid.
Yeah, I had some on, to be fair, at London Fashion Week, and I felt like a wanker.
Yeah, I didn't feel great.
They matched my outfit.
But in the picture, they looked good.
Yeah, the pictures look amazing.
Yeah, but I didn't feel cool.
I picture better in a pair of glasses.
I do. Why is that?
I don't know. I hate my eyes.
I'm the same.
You've got lovely eyes.
I just, something around my eyes, I just feel like...
makes you feel better, yeah, same.
Socks and sandals.
It's a red, but I reckon I'd probably do it one day and pull it off.
Maxi skirts?
No.
Really?
Red flag, not for me. I just see maxi skirts and I think you've had a baby and now you're... becoming that, you know, your mates who have babies and they turn to floral outfits.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know what I mean? What,
yeah, I know.
They
exactly
turn all mumsy on you. And they used to be cool. And I always say to my mates, if you have a baby, do not go floral. Don't turn all floral. And it's like a maxi skirt just reminds me of that.
Do you know what's hard as well? Maternity wear, though, for women, because it is frumpy.
They need to make cooler maternity outfits. Why have you not done that?
I just don't know, because also I think it's hard because people don't want to spend money on their maternity wardrobe.
But make it affordable whereby... Yeah,
it's crazy. But there is room for it. Some printed barrel leg maternity collection. Skinny jeans?
Absolutely no. Red flag.
Twin in with your partner?
No, do you know what? I think it's a red flag, but Maz, who I'm with... keep saying to me, why don't we wear something a little bit the same? I'm like, no. But then we went fashion week and she had like yellows and browns on and I had a yellow and browns. We we tailored each other. We matched each other, so to speak, but not absolutely twinning.
Not twinning.
No,
not full.
I do see couples on Instagram though and it's like the man and you can tell that woman's made them do it.
It's the best, the Christmas.
So good.
It's the Christmas pajamas and you're like, every boy is being abused in their group chat this morning.
Feel sorry for them. But I do see some couples and I think, oh, they look good. Like, they've matched.
Cool, yeah. Wearing a trend you don't love because it's trending.
I wouldn't do it.
Red flag. Mixing prints.
Oh, 100% green flag.
A million green flags.
Get me print with a fucking cheetah skirt. I'll wear it.
I love it. Fashion this or that. Summer or winter fashion?
Ooh. Summer.
Yeah. Vintage or brand new?
Vintage.
Structured and fitted or loose and baggy?
Loose and baggy.
Well, she's quick at this one. She knows her answers. Statement coat or statement shoe?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Statement shoe.
Gold or silver?
Silver.
Tracksuit or night out outfit?
Tracksuit all day.
Do you like a tracksuit?
I love like comfiness. Comfy. Yeah.
Leather jacket or bomber jacket?
Ooh. I'd leather. Can I have a leather bomber?
Oh, yeah.
Leather bomber.
Just mix him. So have you got any exciting things coming up?
Well, I've got the launch of the barrel leg jean with you. Yes. So that'll be number one. And then in the next few months, I've got a supplement brand that's getting launched. So I've been working on it behind the scenes for a long time, but it's coming finally.
Can we hear more? What's the supplement?
It's called In Your Prime.
Love that.
Makes you feel in your prime. I'm launching with three. So I've got one called Ageless, which is astaxanthin and tremella. I've got one called Endurance Repair, which is magnesium and cordyceps. And I've got one called Focus, which is amazing if you've got ADHD like me. And that is pure lion's mane, but it's like pure extract. So the good thing about mine are there's no bulking agents. I've got no rice flour. There's nothing else in that supplement apart from the two ingredients and a vegetable capsule. So the gluten-free, vegan, everything.
Oh, wow. So where did this idea come from?
So I've always been into like health and wellness for years. And I started working a little bit with a biohacker just for my own personal health. And then I thought, why is there not these ingredients that I take all different bits and pieces of in one capsule? And why, like, my brain's so scattery. Why am I not taking something for that? And then I just thought, why don't I launch three things that I take personally that helps me every single day and see how it rolls? Like, if you want, like, good skin and you're bothered about your aging and stuff like that, perfect. If you want to have more energy and better night's sleep, again, great. And then if you want more focus on a daily basis, who doesn't want that?
Well, how exciting. What's the colour theme?
I've actually got so they're all frosted glass bottles. So the Ageless one is like a frosted white with, it's got like an orange rim.
Oh, nice.
And then the other bottle, the Focus bottle is that same orange. And then the Endurance Repair is like a baby blue frosted. They're nice.
When's this launch?
So I didn't realise how long all this took, by the way. So I was like working on this before I went into the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this has been a year. And I thought when I come out the show, I'll launch it. And by the time the show airs, I'll be all ready to go. And everyone will just buy them. That didn't happen. You've got like certificates, you've got batch testing, you've got like so many different stages, websites, design, everything. I'm also getting them batch tested by something called Informed Sport as well. So obviously my girlfriend's a footballer. She can only take certain things if it's being batch tested by this company.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that.
Yeah.
So I want to get into like athletes and stuff with the endurance repair one. So again, that takes time. But I think in the next 3 months, I should be there.
That's so exciting. Oh, they sound perfect. I feel like, because I get really overwhelmed and confused because you got like, you go on Instagram and there's so many things that you should be taking, you should be doing. Yeah. And it's like, I just, like you said, just want it very simplified.
Simple,
and just
clean.
Easy. Yeah.
And something's actually going to do something to you. Like I've been taking these now for nearly 2 years, like trialing them and getting the best. I've got the best ingredients coming from all over the world. Like, they're good.
So you're obviously into your health and fitness. And do you think that really helps with your confidence?
I think doing anything fitness related, and maybe even if it's just a walk sometimes, getting out in nature and stuff like that, I feel like that gives me confidence 1000%. I think that's what kind of led me into the supplement like world, because I wanted something that would like give me that boost of endurance when I'm doing fitness, or when I want to just go out for a walk, or like the focus thing. Like I said, I'm like ADHD, so that focus helps me so much more. And I think that's a thing with the show where I did lose my confidence a little bit. Was it all of that, or was it I wasn't taking my focus supplement at the time? So I wasn't.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy how they can affect you, but sometimes you think as well, is it a placebo effect? But I don't genuinely believe that. It's if you're doing things that are making you feel physically better, taking supplements, you're doing a little bit of fitness, you're getting out in nature, you're going to ultimately feel confident.
That sounds amazing. And is this just the start, or?
I think my end goal in life, and it's always been since I was younger, I'd love to create a health and wellness retreat for women or mums or busy professionals that have maybe lost their identity. And you forget really that you're actually Ellis the stylist. Like what, when down the line you might have kids and you almost forget about who you are. So I'd love to create that to like women, or even women. So I was always someone who was chasing the next best thing within work, and wants to be the best, wants to be like the top of the company and stuff like that when I moved to England. And I think you take the real like sight off what's important, and you forget that actually who you want to be, you lose your identity. Because my whole thing when I grew up in Cyprus was like, I don't get people in England. I don't get that everyone just wants to make more money, buy shit they don't need, to impress people they don't like. It doesn't make sense to me. And now I've conformed to it, and I'm in that weird realm.
Cycle.
It's weird. England's mad like that. Like, people just do that. But I think having somewhere where people can go, especially women, because I think women lose their identity a lot more than men, that, yeah, they can just reground themselves, remember who they are, put all the focus on themselves. And after that 2 weeks of being there, they come out and they're like, wow, I am this person. I am amazing. And
I need to go to that. And I think it's true, because you go through so many, especially like some of my clients, they've been mums, they've been second time mums, they get married. Then, you know, I've got some friends who are going through break. You know, there's so many different moments of your life that you lose yourself and you change, and your body changes and styles change. And I think it's important to stop. And do you know what I do? I write a letter to myself every year on New Year's Eve, and then I read the one on New Year's Day.
Oh,
so because I think you in the space of, like you said, always chasing, you don't realize what you've even achieved, and you think, oh. And sometimes I'll go, I did nothing this year,
really,
and then really you've achieve loads, and you've got this letter to just, it's actually a website, it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think mums as well do that a lot with, they take off, they forget what they've done in that whole year of creating a baby, bringing that baby up. I take my hat off to mums, by the way. I had just had my best friend's two kids for 2 days, and I did it because she was like, oh, I don't get any time with Chris, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, listen, she lives in Scotland, by the way. I said, drive to mine with Chris and the kids. I'll have the kids for 2 days. You go and book a spa in Liverpool, have 2 days away.
Lovely.
So one baby is 9 months old and the other one is two.
You are a good friend.
No, listen, I didn't sleep for the whole time, pretty much. It was the hardest thing ever. And I don't know how people do it with two kids.
No, it's crazy.
Wow. Honestly, I feel like I've been on a bender after it.
So that's where the idea of the retreat came from.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Do you think people expect that as a brand for you? Because I imagine people are going to expect fashion.
I want to get into the fashion space because I've, like I said, I've got loads of ideas and I love fashion. I think there's a crossover with like health, wellness and fashion anyway. But I think for me, first and foremost is that whole mindset. I think if you get your mindset right and you're feeling healthy, you're looking healthy, you're feeling good about yourself.
Yeah.
Anything after that, whether it be fashion, whether it be your hair, whether it be your beauty, is going to fall and come in naturally, in my opinion.
So true. That is so true. And it's really important that you feel good and then everything else follows.
Well, put a Balenciaga bag on me when I'm feeling good after supplements and I feel fantastic.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
I've absolutely loved it. And I'm so excited to start my trainer collection now.
I'm excited to start the barrel leg collection,
which is going to be coming. For anyone who doesn't follow you, where can they find you?
My Instagram is @lmt_ times 8.
Oh, okay. So we'll have to write that one down.
Yeah.
We'll write it down.
You'll find it from LMT.
And then the name of the supplements is?
In Your Prime.
In Your Prime. So very excited for that launch as well.
That'll be coming soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
How fun was that? I truly love Leah's approach to style and how she advocates for herself and others around her. If you enjoyed today's episode, please do subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a quick review as it really helps. This production is brought to you by Purposely Different Productions.